Ancient wisdom for a 21st century pandemic. Three Ayurvedic guidelines for the coronavirus. As the virus is spreading, affecting 85 countries, and there are now over 95,000 cases, I was thinking about how can Ayurvedic medicine best support us. Ayurveda addresses the root of a problem and has great wisdom to offer regarding strengthening our immune system. Over the centuries, human beings have had to develop a strong immune system to fight against viral diseases. As recently as 2003, there was an outbreak of one strain of the coronavirus called SARS, Severe Acute Respiratory Syndrome, in North Carolina. Today, the outbreak of COVID-19 is a reminder that we have to stay vigilant when it comes to our health. For this to happen, we need to not only do what we can on the outside and understand how to prevent the spread of this disease, but also, and perhaps as importantly, we need to care for our health long term. So, how is the coronavirus spread? The virus is spread by contact with mucous membranes, our eyes, nose, and lips. That's why officials have been recommending that when we're in social settings, we don't touch our face. Close contact near someone who sneezes and coughs will only infect you if they cough at you and you inhale the cough droplets. It's important to know as well that the virus can live for more than a week on surfaces like tables, chairs, but also clothes. The most common means of transmission is touching that surface and then touching your eyes, mouth, or nose. Furthermore, like the flu, the people who tend to be the most susceptible are the elderly and people with chronic diseases. And if you get sick, the outcome depends on the health of your immune system, from a simple cold symptoms to flu symptoms to more serious respiratory symptoms. So, guidelines to prevent the spread of the coronavirus around you. As a reminder, here are a few public health guidelines to prevent the spread of the disease in your outer environment. Wash your hands frequently with soap and water for 20 seconds. Carry and use hand sanitizers like Dr. Bronner's organic hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol. Hug and shake hands less, more namastes. Use your knuckles or sleeves to push doors, turn on lights. Use paper towels or wipes like seventh generation wipes when touching things like gas pumps. Wash your clothes regularly. And if you're in direct contact with people as part of your job, then ultimately wear a mask like the N95 as well as latex gloves. Now, let's talk about the Ayurvedic guidelines to support and strengthen your immune system long term. With a vaccine likely 6 to 8 months away, Ayurveda has a lot to offer in terms of prevention. In addition to washing your hands and being cognizant of how the virus is spread, here are three major Ayurvedic guidelines to protect ourselves from the coronavirus and other pathogens. Number one, regulate Agni. Number two, remove Ama. Number three, build Ojas. I call these the three pillars of support, and if you've ever taken one of my workshops, then you're very familiar with them. Agni, Ama, and Ojas are Sanskrit words. Sanskrit is the language of Ayurveda, the oldest Indo-European language, and one so sophisticated that NASA studies it for its AI programs. Number one, regulate Agni. Agni is a word that implies a metabolic process, whether it's our digestive metabolism or our cellular metabolism. In other words, it means you need to improve your digestion and maintain a healthy gut. In an article in the Johns Hopkins Medicine online magazine, Ellen Fields writes, "There is a lot of interaction between the body's immune system and bacteria in the gut. A huge proportion of your immune system is actually in your GI tract," says Dan Peterson, assistant professor of pathology at the Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. "Here are four recommendations to improve your digestion and gut health. Number one, eat a constitution-appropriate diet. You're more likely to properly digest the foods that are right for you. Additionally, make sure that you have sufficient whole plant foods that are fresh, organic, and/or local and seasonal. And decrease the amount of processed and refined foods, as well as limit the consumption of alcohol, drugs, and tobacco. Number two, avoid overeating. Look at the palms of your hands. This is the size of your stomach. So if the meal in front of you is bigger than the size of your stomach, then you're overeating. And there's more. If you've ever used a washing machine, then you know that if you overload the machine with clothes, the clothes aren't going to be thoroughly cleaned. You need space for the clothes to move around, right? Your stomach is like a washing machine. You need to leave some space so it can churn your food and properly break it down. You also need a little water, about 1/4 of a cup of room temperature water, and a little spice like cumin, coriander, fennel, turmeric, oregano, thyme, basil, etc. These are like your detergent. Then make sure you leave at least 3 hours between each meal. Some of you might say, "But I'll be hungry in an hour." Not really. The hunger sensation is your blood sugar levels dropping down and your liver releasing glucose and then fat to be used as glycogen or energy. Number three, cook more of your foods at home. A great way to not only eat better, but also digest the foods you eat better because you have more control over what you eat. Number four, be more knowledgeable about where your packaged frozen foods and TV dinners come from. China is the first exporter of food products worldwide. Here's a list of 17 of these foods you need to avoid because they carry dangerous chemicals. Apple juice. 70% of apple juice consumed in the US come from China. Do you remember when in 2011 Dr. Oz shared in his show that apple juice coming from China contained high levels of arsenic? Next comes salt. China, along with India, is one of the biggest exporters of salt. I recommend my clients to use Redmond Real Salt, which comes from Redmond, Utah. Codfish and tilapia are farm-raised in China. The US exports great quantities of chicken from China. Garlic is another food that is imported from China where it's sprayed with dangerous pesticides and herbicides. Mushrooms, especially dried, which are filled with toxic preservatives. Edamame and split peas, much of which are artificially made, along with black pepper. Sweet potato pasta. I started looking into that when some of my clients thought of them as great substitutes for regular pasta. Unfortunately, they're mainly made of corn and paraffin to cut costs. Soy sauce. The World Health Organization revealed that soy sauce is high in carcinogenic substances. I've always encouraged my clients to switch to shoyu, tamari, or Bragg's amino acids. Tapioca pearls. Make sure that when looking for flour substitute, you get tapioca flour from brands like Red Mills. Tofu, ginger, ginseng, and frozen spinach. Shrimp, high levels of antibiotics. And finally, canned foods contain high levels of lead. Second Ayurvedic guideline, remove ama. In Ayurvedic medicine, ama is a term that refers to waste, impurities, and toxins that accumulate faster than the body is able to eliminate. Herbalist and acupuncturist David Crowe defines ama as a pathogenic byproduct of improper metabolism, and its origin is in the digestive tract, but it can relocate anywhere in the body. According to the New York Times best-selling author and integrative neurologist Dr. Kulrit Chaudhary, though there is no clear Western equivalent to ama, recent development in the field of molecular toxicology will bring a clearer scientific perspective on what ama is. For example, studies in this field are demonstrating how even small doses of toxic substances can result in chronic cellular dysfunction. Obviously, as we improve our digestion, our bodies will be better able to discard ama. However, here are three Ayurvedic practices to support the body's removal of ama. Strengthen your immune system so it can better withstand pathogens like the coronavirus. Number one, give yourself a daily lymphatic massage. Our lymphatic system is a sewage system of the body. It removes toxic substances in the body. The lymph, however, does not move on its own. That's why a regular lymphatic massage called Garshana massage is an eminent part of the Ayurvedic daily lifestyle routine or Dinacharya. Number two, daily mild to moderate constitution appropriate exercise. It's also an important part of the Ayurvedic Dinacharya. Different constitutions thrive best with different exercise routines. For example, a Pitta-dominant constitution running in the hot sun of noon will only in the long term increase inflammation and weaken the immune system. Number three, make sure you eliminate daily. Your colon doesn't just eliminate food waste. When it works properly, it is able to eliminate other types of waste, toxins, and impurities from the body. Number four, support your liver. Many people talk about doing a liver cleanse or detox. From the perspective of Ayurveda, these detox are quick fixes equivalent to taking garbage out of your closet only to put it back in once the cleanse or detox is over. Our modern and Western lifestyles of eating late at night, sleeping late, impede on the health and function of the liver. Give your liver some love. Go to bed on an empty stomach. Eat an earlier and lighter dinner before sundown. Alkalize your diet, drink plenty of water, and avoid alcohol, sugar, and fat. Third Ayurvedic guideline, build ojas. Ojas is a result of a healthy agni in a body where ama doesn't accumulate. It's what supports our immune system. That's why it's referred to as the raincoat in the rain. When ojas is strong, the immune system is strong. The first step to strengthen ojas in an Ayurvedic lifestyle is to learn how to manage stresses and decrease stress. Stress is the single most important factor in immune weakness. Vital exhaustion is at the root of unhappiness and illness. Here are four Ayurvedic guidelines to reduce stress and build ojas. Number one, physical and mental rest. Rest more and do restful practices like yin yoga, restorative yoga, and very important, yoga nidra. Yoga Nidra is an extraordinary relaxation and meditation practice that helps you deeply relax mentally, physically, and emotionally. It's based on the concept that most of our stress is due to a core messaging, often unbeknownst to us, that can only be released when we are deeply relaxed. For more Ayurvedic and yogic practices that help you release underlying stress, read my blog here. Number two, do Abhyanga or self-massage with constitution-appropriate oils. It is common knowledge now that massage strengthens the immune system. Number three, support your lungs' ability to fight infections with yogic breathing techniques. Deep, calm, and regular breathing supports our immunity, brings more oxygen to our lungs. And add antibacterial and antiviral essential oils like tea tree, lemon balm, thyme, eucalyptus, and cinnamon for a deep healing experience. My favorite is Legends, a blend of essential oils from David Crowe's Floracopia.com. Legends is a historically accurate version of an essential oil blend known as Thieves' Vinegar, uses protection from epidemics in the Middle Ages. Number four, get a good night's sleep. Go to bed at 10 p.m. and turn off electronics 1 hour before bedtime. Carnegie Mellon University researchers found that those who got less than 7 hours of sleep a night were three times as likely to develop a cold after being exposed to cold viruses than those who got 8 hours or more. Sleep debt is real, as you can read here. The good news is that when you start sleeping longer over a few days, the debt is repaid. Ayurvedic herbal recommendations. Doctor of Ayurvedic medicine, Dr. Mark Halpin, recommends that at the first signs of feeling run down, you use herbal antimicrobial and antiviral like turmeric, echinacea, neem, and golden seal. One of my favorite teas is equal parts of turmeric root, echinacea, and licorice bark. Also, he recommends that you take high doses of vitamin C, 6,000 milligrams daily, as well as zinc picolinate. You can read the benefits of zinc here, and then, of course, rest. If you have concerns, call your medical doctor. Ask them what you should do and if you should come in. What the coronavirus can teach us. Two things come to mind as I reflect upon this pandemic. First, how dependent and unaware we are about where our foods come from and whether they are good for our health or not. The cheaper the food, the more it's been compromised by organic, local, seasonal, whole foods and cook them at home. But our dependence doesn't stop at our food supply. 84% of the world's supplies of acetaminophen comes from China, and so do most drug ingredients like antibiotics, so much so that US officials are concerned about shortages. Read the concerns here. I highly encourage that you read China Rx by Rosemary Gibson. So we have to ask ourselves, are we doing our part in terms of diet and lifestyle? Ignorance is not bliss, it's dangerous, and avoidance is irresponsible. We can no longer hide our heads in the sand. We have to realize how absolutely necessary it is that we take responsibility for our own health, whether we like it or not. Meaning, we have to build a strong health foundation by addressing diet and lifestyle as the Ayurvedic guidelines to prevent the coronavirus demonstrate. This may be the wake-up call we need personally and nationally to shift from a costly disease care system to a healthcare system that is holistic, deep-reaching, and long-term in its benefits. We have a choice. We can either experience short-term discomfort as we implement diet and lifestyle changes for long-term benefit and peace of mind, or we can stay in our comfort zone and pay the price of long-term pain down the road. It may take 6 weeks before you notice the difference, but the dividends will yield years in prevention and maintenance. The recommendations I shared applies to most people. And what I love about Ayurveda is that it allows me to make it deeply personal and customize it based on your unique lifestyle and diet habits. Find out how I can help you personally. Schedule an Ayurveda Clarity call with me here.